morning. Good morning.
各位早晨。
If you have your Bibles with you, you can go ahead and turn to the beginning of Matthew chapter 5.
如果你手上圣经的话，请我打开马太福音的第五章。
Let me pray as I get started. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would speak through me, that my words would be your words, and that today your words would change our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I was led to this text after spending some time about what should and what does a Christian look like.
我是当我想到基督徒是怎样做法的时候呢，我就想到一段经文。
Once we've experienced conversion and believe and trust in the Lordship of Christ in our life, then what is next?
当我信耶稣基督之后，我们第二步骤应该怎样做呢？
If you have grown up in church, you have probably heard terms like kingdom, light, and rebirth.
如果你在教会长大的话，你就会听到天国重生的信息。
But my thought and my question was, how many of us can really elaborate on those terms?
但我想问各位国教授，你究竟对这两个名称是认识多少呢？
I wanted to dig deeper in the Bible to understand what a follower of Christ looks like as the salt of the earth and a light to the world.
我想从圣经里面看下，究竟一个基督徒怎样能够成为世上的盐和世上的光。
If we were to be honest about the church today, the churchhere in America, and the church's role as the light to this world, what would be something we would say? I'm sure there would be a good mixture of answers, some being positive and some being negative. But is there any evidence for the church as a holy priesthood, as Peter refers to us as?
但我们在这个成为神的圣洁之民的时候，我们教会里面应该怎么做才对呢？
Does the church look countercultural to the world that it lives in and reflect the goodness of God?
我们是同这个现代的文化是相抵触，是能够令到教圣经的教训在我生命里面行出来。
In reference to how we behave in this world, sometimes I find myself too easily able to get angered, fearful, anxious, and discouraged. Has anybody else felt that way at some point in time? I think one in particular that I've been dealing with is something called road rage. Which I've learned is not a good thing to have in Houston especially. Sometimes I ask silly questions like, why are all these people on the road? Don't they have homes and jobs they should be at right now? And the truth of the matter is that we're all caught in traffic, and that's why. I can remember hearing a message from Dr. Charles Stanley one day. He gave an illustration about how he experienced a little bit of road anger. His vehicle just got cut off, and he built up this great frustration. As he told the story, he talked about how he raised his arm with his fist clenched. And I was waiting to see how he was going to finish the story. And then he revealed that he prayed for that person. And I was caught with surprise. But then I felt very convicted.
但我当他的缘故, 我就更加深信神。
Out of the climax of his emotion in that experience, the result was prayer.
但是当他经历过这个事情，但是他的结果就是他为这个人来祷告。
He acted exactly how I would imagine God would want all of us to act in that moment.
当他做的事，他做的回应的方法，就是神要我们每一个人面对这件事情，同样事情的时候，同样的回应的方法。
He displayed a nature of holiness that I believe many of us desire to show in our everyday living.
他是表现了他神圣的方面，我们相信每一个人在每一人生里面都希望能够学习他这样。
So as we begin this sermon, I want us to ask the question, how do we desire to live this life?
如果今天未讲到之前，想问各位，你究竟在世界上面想怎样过你的生命？
Do we desire to live as Jesus says, as the salt of the earth and a light to this world?
我们好像学耶稣讲话，我们要成为世上面的光，世上面的盐呢？
Do we desire to be the people of God whom are set apart from this world and placed in His kingdom?
我们好像神讲话，我们是在世界里分别为圣出来，活在祂的国度里面呢？
What does that even look like?
咁究竟我们的生命是应该怎样呢？
So let's start with the beginning of Matthew chapter 5 with the first couple verses.
咁我先睇下马太福音第五章嘅头嗰几节经文。
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him.
个耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
And he opened his mouth and taught them.
佢就开口教训他们讲。
So the context at this point is that Jesus has already began his ministry.
喺呢段经文就话耶稣嗰阵时候已经开始咗佢传道嘅工作。
He has been doing some amazing things.
他做了很多奇妙的事。
He has been teaching, preaching, and performing miracles.
他是教导、讲道，同埋行了很多神迹。
And he has picked up quite a following as he's gone town to town doing ministry.
同时当他到每一个城的时候，都有很多人跟随他。
So with the disciples and the large crowd among him, he finds a place on the mountain and begins an important message.
当他有这么多人跟随他的时候，他就上到山上面，将一篇好重要的信息讲出来。
This message served both as giving an introductory understanding of God's kingdom and what Christians look like in this kingdom.
这段经文就话俾我听，神国系点样，同埋佢喺神国里边嘅子民系应该点样去做。
It was both an invitation and an explanation.
佢系邀请人加入呢一个国度，同埋解释俾人听呢个国度里边嘅公民。
So as Christ opened his mouth, he taught this in verse 3.
The
deal is that they are different from what this world has to offer. Or do we find that they water down the gospel? Do they speak about a blessedness from earthly riches and earthly gain?
教会有没有讲这个在世界上面得到的财物而得到祝福呢？
Or do they talk about the blessedness of being part of the beautiful transformation in Jesus Christ?
或者教会有没有讲这个藉着耶稣基督改变我们而得到这个救恩呢？
Do they talk about the blessedness of being lavished by the love of Jesus Christ as he calls us into a new nature?
有没有讲到话藉耶稣基督他爱我们的缘故叫我们成为一个新的人呢？
Do they talk about the blessedness of this grace which transcends man's natural capacity of understanding?
有没有讲到这个神赐给我们特别的恩典，将我们所能学到的超乎人所能所做到的？
This usefulness for the kingdom of God is a usefulness that has eternal value.
这个神叫我们所天国里面所做的功能是远超过一切的东西。
Value that the world around us cannot even come close to providing.
这所做的所有的功用是这个世界上不能够做到的。
I like the illustration of salt being a preservative.
我喜欢用盐来代表一个防腐的功用。
I see this as pointing us to live gospel-centered lives.
是教导我们用这个福音去活出我们的生命出来。
Being a substance that reveals the goodness of God in a dark, dark world.
在这个黑暗的世界里面将神的好处是显扬出来。
So let's ask ourselves this question, are we living as the salt of the earth?
我们问自己，我们是不是好像神讲话，我们用盐的方式在世界上面活出来呢？
Are we functioning as being useful for the kingdom of God?
我们的生活是不是在神国度里面是发生功用呢？
For regardless of where I go and whatever I do, I am first to function as part of God's kingdom.
无论我去哪里做什么事，我第一个第一件事要做就是在神的天国里面是要执行神的工作。
Sometimes, based off of our native culture,
有时候我们因为我们自己本身的文化，
we tend to push people to be of many disciplines and many talents.
我很多时候做的事可能是看着人的天才去做。
And sometimes we focus more on width than we do depth.
有很多时候我看人的能够做得多少，就不看人究竟可以做得多深。
Instead of pursuing a deeper relationship with Christ,
有时候我们是不去追求跟神的关系更加深入。
Instead of pursuing a deeper understanding of Scripture,
不知道追求圣经里面更加的教导，更加深入的教导。
We may get lost in knowledge and talents and theology.
我们是注重了我们的天才，我们的知识，或者我们的做事的方法。
Which are not bad things.
这些一切不是说坏事。
But they don't necessarily of themselves push us to spiritual intimacy with Jesus.
但这些一切不能够帮助我们能够跟耶稣基督关系的密切。
They don't of themselves push us for a desperation for the Holy Spirit.
他们不能够推动我们能够是渴望得到圣灵 的感动。
As being a people who are the salt of the world,
如果我们是世上的盐的时候，
we are to recognize that it's essential for us to be people of great spiritual depth.
我们第一件知道就是我们要成为一个属灵很深入有扎根的人。
What would be the purpose if we knew all of these great disciplines?
如果是有很多其他的学识，
but we're unable to carry out the first couple verses of 1 Corinthians 13.
但是不能够是这个做到哥林多前十三章里面头几节所讲的事，
which is how we are to act as love being patient and love being kind.
就讲到这个爱是恒久和忍耐。
It can be so simple,
虽然是很简单，
but without depth in the word of God,
如果是没有神的话语深入藏在你心里面的时候，
Sometimes we may miss our usefulness to live that out in the world.
很多时候就不能够在世界上面活出了这些教训出来，
because of a lack of depth.
因为我们神的话语不在我们心里面扎根。
Our meditation must be on the Lord.
当我们去默想神话语的时候，
Our need must be for the Scripture.
我们要深入，同埋我们需要的时候，我们要去睇圣经。
Our time must be spent in conversation with God.
我们要花时间同神去交通，去讲说话。
It is when Christians become complacent.
当基督徒系几觉得自己好得嘅时候，
that the world tries to infiltrate the church.
咁世界就会侵入到呢个教会里边啦。
And we cannot allow that.
我哋唔可以俾世界入到教会里边。
We must guard and protect our household.
我们要去保护我们的家。
We must allow the Bible to interpret our actions.
我们用圣经来指导我们怎样行事。
We must promote unity among our families.
我们要去鼓励我们教会和家庭里面合一。
And we must take on spiritual leadership.
我们要负担在属灵上面有领导的工作。
My greatest fear is this.
我最担心的事情就是
Instead of being a light to this world, we will become a country club of very knowledgeable Christians with the only difference between us and the world is that we have a Bible on our shelf.
但是我们跟世界的分别就是只是我们在我们书架上面是多了一本圣经。
We are called to be different.
神是呼召我们跟这个世界是有分别的地方。
And that is what Jesus is telling us how we are meant to function.
这就是耶稣教导我们基督徒应该怎样去行事为人。
Let's look at verse 14.
如果再看第十四节。
You are the light of the world.
你是世界上的光。
A city on a hill that cannot be hidden.
这个城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket.
人点灯也不放在兜底下。
But on a stand.
是放在灯台上。
And it gives light to all in the house.
就照亮一家的人。
In the same way.
同一样。
Let your light shine before others.
你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
叫你他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给天上的父。
So I want you to consider this situation.
我想各位大家想想。
What if I invited you all to my house?
如果我今天请你们个个去到我家。
We decided to eat a meal and play a game.
我大家一起坐下吃饭，去玩一个游戏。
And then I decided to shut all the lights out in the house.
咁我就做完之后，我就将屋嘅灯全部熄晒。
It would seem very ridiculous to us all.
如果咁样当咗咁做话咧，每一个人都话：哇，有冇搞错啊
？In fact, sometimes, when we're in darkness, we may find the inclination to laugh.
有阵时我哋黑暗里边嘅时候，我哋可能会心里边想笑出嚟。
Because it would seem silly just to sit in the dark.
因为觉得系坐喺黑里边嘅黑暗里边嘅一件好愚蠢嘅事。
And that is what Jesus is implying here.
呢个就系耶稣话俾我哋听。
It would be ridiculous for us to live in this world and not shine the light of Christ.
话如果我哋喺呢个世界上边将唔将神嘅光照出嚟，呢一个系一个可笑嘅事。
When we are deeply rooted in our intimate relationship with Jesus,
当系同耶稣嘅关系系好扎根嘅时候
，there is no way for our light to be hidden.
就冇理由话我哋嘅灯、我哋嘅光系被会遮蔽起上嚟。
So let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works.
首先话就要将你嘅好话行出嚟，让人见到你神喺你身上边嘅光。
And give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
就将荣耀归俾你天上边嘅父。
So church, this is my encouragement for today.
各位弟兄姊妹，今日呢个就我今日鼓励各位弟兄姊妹去做嘅事。
Let us understand who we are as Christians.
让我哋明白我哋基督徒系点样样嘅基督徒。
Let us understand how to live in the kingdom of God.
让我明白喺神嘅国度里边点样去生活。
And let us be encouraged to function as the salt of the world and the light of this earth.
系俾段经文鼓励我哋系做世界上边嘅盐同埋世界上边嘅光。
Let's pray.
一齐祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace and mercy.
我哋天父多谢你嘅恩典，多谢你嘅怜悯。
I pray that you would grant us the grace to be the salt of the world, of the earth.
我求你赐俾我哋能够造成世界上边嘅盐，同埋世界上边嘅光。
And to be a light to this world.
同埋世界上边嘅光。
Lord, let our desire be to glorify you.
神让我哋嘅心意系要去荣耀你。
Let our desire be to honor you.
让我哋嘅心意系将尊荣归俾你。
Thank you for your love and salvation.
多谢赐俾我哋爱，赐俾我哋嘅救恩。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.